Ticonderoga Town Supervisor Bill Grinnell says the town's police station is suffering from structural deficiencies that are getting worse.
They're not getting better, they are getting worse, and they're not of a repairable nature. And we've got to look at a different venue to put them in. How we get that venue is the question, and how much money it's going to cost the taxpayer is, in my opinion, one of the primary concerns.
For months, Grinnell has been supportive of a plan before the town board to move the police station to a town-owned former state armory building. And in that time, a group of nearby residents in the Essex County town of about 5,000 people have organized against the proposal. Ticonderoga resident Rich Strum says the plan to move police operations into a building that functions as a community center is a bad mix.
There are events going on at the Armory until 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night on weekends, and that means that there's parents dropping off, picking up children right up until late in the evening, and you add darkness to that, and then you've got emergency vehicles responding. It just seems like an accident waiting to happen.
Residents have also voiced concerns about increased traffic in the surrounding neighborhood and a potential loss in property values. They've also called on the town to consider alternative proposals. At a public hearing on the project on August 18th, a dozen spoke against the proposal, while three spoke in favor. Another issue. Late last month, a letter was returned to the town from the State Office of General Services saying a police station would violate a deed restriction that was adopted on the 2003 transfer of the property. Under the restriction, the town must use the property for recreational purposes. In the letter, OGS Commissioner Roanne Destito said, quote, "Police activity, including the departure of police vehicles on emergency calls on such a small parcel, in our view, are inconsistent with the current use and would violate the deed covenant," unquote. Town resident Holly Dixon.
So this deed for this armory was granted for the use of the armory for purposes of recreation. And we really didn't think that the police was recreation.
One day before the OGS letter was received by the town financial committee passed a resolution to bring the issue of the police station relocation to voters in November. The language reads, quote, "Should the storage building at the Ticonderoga Armory be converted for use for the Ticonderoga Police Department," unquote. Opponents are now arguing that bringing the issue to a referendum is illegal. Stu Baker is an opponent of the proposal and also serves as chair of the town planning board.
The resolution to set the advisory referendum is seemingly unaware that advisory referendum are actually illegal in New York State.
Supervisor Grinnell disputes that and believes the move to put the measure on the November ballot is legal.
I believe they're getting their information and their legal opinions from within their group. And I'm not sure that they have anyone that has passed the bar.
Grinnell said he expects the town board to move on to other business at Thursday night's scheduled meeting. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.